The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. And, you know, when the rivalry relationship, when there's a departure from it in the college setting, I can give you some slack, cut you some slack. Like I'm cutting Tom Gores right now. Like I say, man, that's an all right Sparty. Hey, man, I'll warm up to Chase Young real quick. I'll warm up to him real quick. It feels like there's a growing opportunity there. We talked about DeAndre Hopkins earlier, about how the market is, I think, going to be conducive to the Lions swooping in and making a play because his contract demands are so high. He's priced himself out with some teams. You mentioned Buffalo. They only have like a 1.5 under the cap. Dallas, they say they're out. The Giants, they're out. Kansas City was going to trade for him with a low base salary with an incentive-laden deal. And they got his contract demands. They pulled out of the trade. Now, they're still in the mix, but not at his number, which is like 15 mil plus 3 million in incentives. He wants the Odell Beckham deal. He's not going to get it. That number, I think, is going to come down, and that's going to put him in play for the Lions to maybe get into a reasonable bidding war. Reasonable bidding war with a team like Kansas City, right? So you probably have to pay a decent amount, but you aren't breaking the bank. But for a guy who can make an impact, I look around at Chase Young and I think the circumstances are building for a departure. Didn't come for voluntary OTAs. He's apparently in Colorado working out with Von Miller, you know, getting his basically Von Miller's pass rush school. And so there was a, you know, recently there was a Jermon Bushrod was recently on one of the shows down there, DC way. And he talked about how he thinks Chase Young's absence is gonna cause a fray in the locker room. He said, quote, "I think when guys don't show up at OTAs in a situation like Chase is in, I would think it'd be pretty frustrating for his teammates. I gotta understand that, because this is a guy who has shown flashes of being a decent player, but you get injured and things happen and you want to be around the facility. Is this the place you want to be? Are you all into what this team is doing and trying to be a contributing factor? I can see from the outside looking in, it could be frustrating to some of his peers. What kind of message are you sending to your teammates and to the front office?" Ira, I think this is a legitimate vibe, theme, circumstance that is popping up. I think it makes it increasingly likely that Chase Young is going to get moved. And I think the Lions are one of the ideal landing spots to see if he come in and resurrect his career.
If you want, Sam. I mean, if you want. I've never been a big guy on Chase Young. I've said it from the time he got drafted. He did not produce in his last four games in college. They were the four biggest games of his career. Against Michigan, was it Penn State, Michigan, the playoff game, and the Big Ten game, the playoff game, and the champ, whatever it was. Those last four games. Didn't produce. John Runyon shut him down. And my friends in D.C. were so excited that they drafted the beast. They got this beast to set him up for a decade along their defensive line. And I told them to watch out what they want, you know, watch what you wish for. And I think the only reason why I want him in Detroit is so that Aiden can show him what a first-round pick should really look, a high first-round pick should really look like at defensive end. That's really what I want, because all the Ohio State people, oh, Aiden will never be Chase Young. Aiden will never be – well, Aiden's already better than Chase Young. And if you want to highlight that and put it under the spotlight, bring it to Detroit, fine. Although Aiden could actually make Chase Young a better player, too, by putting him on the other side and allowing Chase Young to do a few things because Aiden's getting all that attention.
You remember we had Chris on and we were talking about how Aiden was both alike and they flipped their lids in Columbus. Hey, I mean, they were just like, and Chris was like, "Well, I didn't say he was next year." Man, I was like, "You don't be worried about these things. These people fly off the deep end all the time. Even when you're right. Even when you're right." You were right. He was very both alike. I was right. They weren't better than Illinois. They flipped their lids about that too. That's just how they are. And so this time, though, with this Buckeye, I'd be like, I give him some slack because you got to think about the circumstances. Look, you, what are you going to get? Give up for him, like a compensatory pick or maybe a little bit more than a compensatory pick. You aren't, you know, going all out. What you want to see is what Bushrod is talking about, that the feeling about his presence in the locker room be so negative that they aren't willing to have him stick around to just see if in the contract year he could play up to that level. He could play up to his potential. They just, you just want him to just be done. And anything that contributes to them just being done is a good thing. And then you give him a change of scenery. Maybe that helps him, or maybe it's just a contract year. But if you're giving up a little more than compensatory compensation and he's in a contract year and you have a good circumstance, a good locker room he's stepping into, all the ingredients are there to see what he's got. If he can do it in this one year, great. Maybe you could do something beyond. If he can't do it, like you say, Ira, then, hey, what did you give up? You didn't give up that much for a tryout. And it's only for 1 year. You'd be done with him after this year. So, this is one that you hope the sun, the moon, and the stars align on it. Because just like DeAndre Hopkins, you know, I think that there's this perception that they are –
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
You know, what they have, they don't have anything. They don't have much left in the tank, right? And I think in this circumstance, DeAndre Hopkins could be a great bridge to Jameson Williams. And then in Chase Young's case, like you said, you're putting him in an environment, a locker room environment that is great. You got a great example on the other side. And this is not like Jalen Carter where you're giving up a whole lot. That was my reluctance with Jalen Carter. Look, I think in the right locker room situation, which Philly is, I think Jalen Carter could be an unbelievable player. He was the best player in the draft. I said that even with all of the character question marks. I just didn't think that the Lions were in a situation where they could afford to invest the kind of capital. And I don't just mean monetary capital. I mean time capital. When you spend a first-round pick on a guy, you're going to ride it out with him. Right, you're going to give him 3 years. Right, you're going to take that long figuring out if he can do it. You are doing that with Chase Young. It's a 1 year thing. Look, man, you come in here, we're going to see if you got it. If you don't, you're done.
If the cost is low enough and you keep the risk low enough, that's fine. I wouldn't give up too much for him. I wouldn't spend too much on him because I think there are other players that can fill that role on your team for a lot less. But I will say this on behalf of a lot of other teams around the league, if the Lions want him, go right ahead, because most of us don't want him on our team.
You would take him on the Ravens, Ira.
The Ravens have enough young talent, young players as pass rushers that he doesn't come and take their snaps. He hasn't shown that he's good enough to take somebody else's snaps from the Ravens or from Detroit, from Detroit, for that matter.
He hasn't been healthy, though. Since his rookie year,
he was okay in his rookie year. So the Ravens have guys that were okay or better in the rookie year, and Ajabo's coming off the injury, ready to see what he can do. There's no need. I mean, they need pass rushers, but there are other guys that would be cheaper, cost less, and get you the same or more production.
Yeah. We'll see. Fun to think about if the Lions can really be movers and shakers here in this offseason. Cap space that they have to be able to make some moves and then to be able to try to make a move like a Chase Young, be opportunistic like that. You know, it could be like a Dan Campbell is what he needs in his life. We'll see. We shall see. And we hope we see you at Wolverine Weekend, folks. I want to reiterate, if you have not signed up yet, go ahead. Just make a, even if it's just a day, make a day of it. It's a, what, 3.5-4 hour drive from here in Southeast Michigan, an hour flight for those who want to, and it's a very cheap flight, by the way, to make it up there for Wolverine Weekend. I know that's how Devin's getting up there. It's going to be an absolute blast of a weekend with 5 current Wolverines, part of Wolverine Weekend. It is a real opportunity for you to have some time, not just autographs or photos, but time to chop it up, to mingle with the players. Donovan Edwards, Junior Colson, Colston Loveland, Will Johnson, and Makari Page. And then, of course, DG going to be up there doing the Monday morning quarterback thing as we break down plays with the players. John U. Bacon addressing the crowd as he does so splendidly every time he takes to the mic. Ira emceeing, and then, of course, the golf outing day, which that day begins with the live broadcast, right, Mr. Weintraub?
We'll be live with a beautiful backdrop right outside the clubhouse of the golf courses, right there by the Wolverine, actually all 3 of the golf courses, but we're going to be right there outside the clubhouse 8 to 10 this Sunday. You, me, John U. Bacon, David Gardner, of course, other special guests. And, Sam, we don't often have Sunday entries into the countdown, but this Sunday we'll have an extra bonus entry into the countdown as well, because today we are 89 days away until Michigan football, and just until Friday, until Wolverine weekend. Cannot wait until this weekend. We need this weekend to get here. It is going to be a fantastic weekend, capped by that radio broadcast and 18 holes of beautiful golf out at the Wolverine with you, me, and your closest friends. It's going to be a lot of fun. And Sam driving around, keeping the golf course in great shape.
That's right. It starts off with the Woods & Whiskey OI tasting Friday. The dinner program Saturday and the golf outing Sunday, whether you can do 1 day, 2 days, or all 3, make it on up to Grand Traverse Resort and Spa in Traverse City, Michigan for Wolverine Weekend this weekend, June 9th through the 11th. You can sign up at GrandTraverseResort.com. Again, GrandTraverseResort.com. That's going to do it for us today here, folks. We'll see you tomorrow on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK of the Ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports, Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.